We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What is up? It is your old friends Kramer and Jess for this 86th edition of Kramer and Jess Uncensored.
Woo!
Missed you last week and we're early this week, so it evens out.
Oh, yeah.
In case you're new to this, got to give you a fair warning that it's got some bad words in it, probably. I mean, I haven't heard this episode yet. We're doing it in real time, Jess. I don't know. But prediction would say...
Definitely.
Probably going to say a cuss word or two in this.
100% chance of rain.
So, with that said, what should they do with that warning that we've now given them?
Yeah, we always say that the Uncensored podcast is like the close friends feature on Instagram. So, you know, I'm sure you don't want to post all your secrets online, so don't start sharing all of ours.
I love it, though.
This is a safe space.
When I see that green bubble pop up, I'm like, ooh!
Yeah.
This is going to be good today, man.
Mm-hmm.
This episode might be a little shorter. This week is just absolute. The last 2 weeks have been just absolute nutty.
I know.
Like,
chaos.
Absolute nutty.
Sorry.
Between Jess having COVID.
Kramer almost going to jail.
I almost went to jail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been dealing with my taxes behind the scenes. Some stuff with our contracts have been kind of just wrapping up over here. We're trying to get that figured out. And like, it's just been a lot. And I'm tired. I'm very tired right now. And we're going to Chicago. So we're going to Chicago.
Yes.
It's just know it's been just a little cuckoo.
A little messy.
I do want to go back to COVID though really quick, because I don't even know how this conversation came up, but I told Jess to save it for the podcast. Jess just got back from COVID round two or three. Is this three?
Three.
Three, baby.
Yeah.
It's like a record.
Oh my God.
Are you even trying to socially distance at this point? You just making out with everybody? What's happening?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You got that immune system working at all?
When's
the last time you took a multivitamin?
I take vitamins every day.
I'm just kidding.
I take vitamins every day.
Yeah. So Jess was out with COVID, but it was, we can joke about it because it wasn't that bad. I mean,
yeah.
it's almost like I think we could all kind of a smidge look at it differently than we could a year and a half ago, because
yeah,
it's not.
It was
not,
way different.
Not
after.
As many people are dying from it, and most of us have had it at least once, and most people have been mild. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really as scary and as serious as it was before. Mm-hmm. But how did this even come up?
You asked. You were making a joke about it.
Okay, so here's what I was picturing, because whenever Jess has COVID,
whenever Jess has COVID,
it's not usually Garage Boy.
I know.
But when Jess has COVID, they sleep in separate areas.
Yeah,
so,
we isolate.
So Jess is in the bedroom. And Garage Boy is out in the living room. And I don't even know how this came up, but I asked the question. I'm like, did y'all have sex? Like, or what is,
or I don't. Like, would you wait? Like, or like, did you guys wait that entire time? Or like, were you having sex or something?
Because
like
I'm
that?
Trying to think, even in like a 10 days would be a long time to go without having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Back when like the quarantine was really strict and it was like 10 days, do not even look at another person or their parents will die. Remember, it was like that scary. We were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I asked the question, like, even like when it came to like a sexual quarantine, which by the way, I'm pretty sure this episode has now been named sexual quarantine.
Oh my God. Because now it's 5 days technically.
It's like just try to hold your breath for 15 seconds and you're fine. Like literally, it's like just try to just not breathe on people and it'll be all right. But like, how has your sex life been affected by COVID? Have you guys really not had contact sexually for that long during those periods?
Well, this time was fine. It was just 5 days. And
so 5 days.
5 days was easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Like fifth day, we had sex.
Okay, you know? You're like, you hold up. Did either of you request it this time?
No.
Neither of you wanted to risk it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how about the last two times though?
The last two times, last time, no. The first time, which was the worst time. The worst.
You were like, really bad.
I was out.
Yeah.
So the first time, which was the most difficult, towards the end, I think it was maybe like a day or two before the 10-day mark, and Garage Boy was like, can we just please
really
have sex?
It was him.
I was like, no. Yeah.
It was the well one.
Yeah. That was my thing, too. I feel like he got cocky because he didn't get it, you know?
Okay.
So he's like, I can beat this.
He's feeling, day eight, he's feeling pretty confident
about
this.
Yeah. He's thinking he's like Superman and he has some crazy immunity powers.
Okay.
And so he's let's just have sex. And I was like, no. Like, I have to, you know, 10 days.
Especially like, the swapping of the bodily fluid.
Yeah, it was like, how
is there gonna be no kissing? Because I would be worried about kissing more than anything.
That's what I said. I was like, I can't do this. He's like, it's fine. Let's just have sex and like we won't kiss. And I was like, what? Are you kidding?
You're like, okay, Romeo. Like, yeah. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. So, is that what you did?
So I did it. Yeah. So I did it. So like you're having sex, but I was like, don't put your mouth towards me. Like,
did you wear a mask?
No.
No mask. No. Why not at least wear a mask?
You're
if
right.
You're not gonna kiss, you should have at least worn a mask.
You're not.
Hey,
yeah,
YouTube.
Right.
Hi, YouTuber, how are you? Hello. We missed you. I know, sorry we've been gone. How are we, Tina? It's good to see you. And Queen Pam. Hello,
hi.
Hello. Yeah, I know. Sorry. If you're just tuning in live, today is Tuesday. We're not gonna be here tomorrow. So we wanted to get an episode in today. Hi Lynn, good morning. How about everybody else watching? What was the procedure when it came to your sexual quarantine? Like, did everyone wait that long? Did you wait the 10 days? And then do you think that Garage handled business by himself? He had to have, right?
I don't know.
You think he did though, knowing him?
Knowing him, I don't.
Did
I don't
you
think
did
so.
You handle business?
No, I was weak. I couldn't.
All these times. All these times.
All these times. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all, I told y'all what happened when I was in quarantine, remember?
Yeah, you had to go to the doctor.
I literally jerked off so much, I had to literally go see a doctor about
it. Yeah, I know. I don't, you're a different breed, my friend.
So you think that Garage Boy every time doesn't do anything?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Because I don't.
Do I have a problem?
Yeah,
I could not. I
you
could
do.
Not go 5 days.
Yeah, you have a problem.
I couldn't go 5 days.
We've talked about this.
It would have to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if Jess is alone. Like anybody else in a relationship on YouTube, we'll come back to this question in a minute. Did you wait? Like when you had COVID, were you intimate with your partner or were you like good? Did you have to wear a mask? Because I mean, maybe I'd feel better about it. I feel like
if somebody was wearing a mask.
We're not. The CDC is not giving us guidelines about this.
No.
I mean, if you both wore masks, because remember what happened with me? When I literally had a girl to my house, it was day 9 of COVID, and she ended up getting freaking COVID.
Yeah.
Even though the door was, the sliding patio door was open.
Yeah.
So the fact that, like, y'all could have straight up sex, no mask, no kissing, though.
Mm-hmm. Our heads were, like, to the side, you know?
Wow. Okay. Well, let me know. I'm just curious how everybody else handles that. I don't know what Dr. Fauci would say about that, but
yeah.
It is what it is. I also asked Jess the question today. When is like having COVID no longer going to be a headline?
Mm.
Because Jill Biden just tested positive today and it came up on my notifications on my phone. And I'm like, and
is she okay?
I mean, yeah, but she said she's having mild symptoms.
Okay.
I mean, like, how much longer will this be?
I mean, she is, you know, the first lady.
But, like, if she had, like, the flu, I mean, I'm not trying to compare.
But how old are they, though?
They're old. They're,
you know?
Yeah.
So.
But do you think, I mean, like, how much longer do you think it's going to be until COVID's just not?
Till it's just the cold.
Because I feel like when we handled it on the radio this time, we mentioned Jess had COVID, we moved right along.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the first time we were like, we're sending our condolences. Because it was scary.
Yeah. It was like before boosters, before vaccines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this time I thought we were just like, yeah, Jess has COVID. She's home anyway. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
and I was like, so to bear, not to bear. Am I right?
We just kind of moved on with a regularly scheduled program.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put a commercial in right here. And we're going to come back and talk about what's going to happen over the next couple of days. Because I don't think it's going to be good for either of us, honestly. We both are walking into two dangerous situations.
Both of us?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you realize what you're doing yet. I think you forget.
What do you mean?
You forget about old Jess, but she's still in you.
What are you talking about?
She's in you. We'll get to it right after the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right into Chicago in, well, technically it's Thursday, Friday. We're both leaving tomorrow, though, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we're both entering into dangerous territory.
Why do you think that?
Dangerous territory we are. This thing is called Morning Show Boot Camp. By the way, my excitement level is at about 10%. That means 90% not excited at all to go to this.
My excitement's like at a hundo P.
Why are you so excited?
Because I'm just excited to like see my fucking friends. Like, fuck.
Who? What friends are you speaking of?
Stephanie. Yeah. I'm excited to see Stephanie. There's a lot of friends that I have online that I'll get to meet for the first time in real life that I'm super, super stoked about. Like radio girlfriends that I followed for a long time. And we have a have a relationship.
Sure.
And we're just like, hell yeah, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen. And I'm just excited to be like, hey, you know, I'm just really excited.
Do you find that radio people are uncomfortable to be around? I get really uncomfortable around radio people.
No, I feel I like do. Everyone can like talk shit and you're just like, fuck.
Some can,
and
some
you're
can.
Like, fuck, you know, some I like can. That. I like that.
The problem with these morning show boot camps is there's a lot of fucking ego in one room, because what's happened is that all of these people are the funniest person on their show, or like the biggest city in their town. They're, you know, they're not used to like playing on like a level playing field. And so what you do is you walk into these conferences and they're just little seminars you go to, and everyone has to be like the loudest, the funniest, to have the best punchline, say the best comment, say the biggest insult. Everyone's trying to like one up one another, which I get. It's like of the nature, but it's just a lot. So
I also think it's a different, like, it's of the nature. I feel like it's like a generational thing too. You know,
I feel think
like
so.
Your generation is like very like that. Whereas like,
well, you guys are still coming up.
Like the people my age, it's like not only coming up, but we're just different.
Yeah.
And we don't need to be like, zynga.
Honestly, it's the generation after me that's worse. Mine's okay. Mine's still pretty egotistical, but it's like the quote unquote big dogs. A lot of them I just find to be kind of shallow and like not much there. They're way about themselves.
But also, I mean, this
some really good ones too.
This is the first time that you haven't been in a while. No one's been in a while. You don't know how different it's going to be.
Don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It could be different. It could be fun. It could be nice.
Right now, my excitement level is at 10%. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see when we get there how it goes. But Jess and I are both entering into very precarious situations here. Jess, I don't think you realize all of the factors that are coming together here. This is the first time that you're going to be without Garage Boy, your boyfriend, in a long time. And I know you're playing the sad part, but you got to remember, old Jess is still inside of you. Okay? Pre-Garage Boy Jess has been caged away.
She's not caged, and she's there. She's just like, she's definitely unleashed. She's just not unleashed as much. So I think that's part of the reason why I'm really excited.
You haven't partied without Garage Boy.
In a while.
Ever. Since y'all been in a relationship. Well, yeah, I mean, since you moved to Maryland 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't partied with him at all.
Yeah.
Now, the Jess I know, okay, PGB, pre-Garage Boy.
Yeah.
Was dangerous. Wild.
Yeah.
That's one thing. So you're going to a conference, you know, there's going to be all this, you know, drinking, partying, all these people, new faces, excitement level is going to be high.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you're also going to be hanging out with Steph.
Yeah.
Who you used to party hard as hell with back in the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, old Jess,
mm-hmm.
was like Jess's partner in crime with Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Old Jess's partner in crime with Steph, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Steph is not with her husband.
No.
You guys are out in the wild again.
Yeah.
with no one to rein you in.
Nobody.
Are you concerned about, honestly, like, are, do you think you're going to go fucking wild?
We were talking about this last night because these are facts here.
They're all facts.
Yeah, no, this is real. And I think I've mentioned this before. I have a theory that the universe, God, whatever you believe in, has specifically made sure I am an entire country worth of states apart from Stephanie Sadella on purpose.
Yeah.
And because we just can't be trusted together. Like, the amount of fun that we have is just, it should be illegal. It's just not right. And I don't know. But we have responsibilities. Here's what's different than the last time is what I'm thinking that will be the only thing that reels us in is, like, the last time we were there, we were going, you know? So it's like if someone was hungover or, like, not feeling the best, it was fine because you were just sitting in the audience taking notes and it was mm-hmm. cool, you mm-hmm. know? But both of us have to be on stage at one point on one day and the next. Mm-hmm. So neither of us, you know.
Are they both on? Hers is Thursday, yours
she's
is Friday?
She's Thursday, I'm okay. Friday. So both of us have a responsibility that we have to do.
Two drinks in, you're fucked. I'm calling it right now. I'm honestly worried about it because I won't even get in. I won't see anybody at all probably Wednesday. And if my flight is not delayed, I probably won't even get to the hotel until like 9. And you know I ain't gonna do any shit.
But I'm ready.
No. For what? Ready for what?
I have plenty of liquid IV I'm bringing. I'm like bringing a lot of things.
Just remember.
Just in case.
Old Jess is still inside.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't gone. She's just caged.
I know.
So I can't wait to hear these stories when we get back. And I'll be very honest with Jess is how Jess handles. Old Jess.
I'm excited though.
Here's why I am in a predicament right now with Morning Show Boot Camp. Is because I'm going to be, and I've known her for a while, but there's a young woman. Okay.
Okay.
that, very long story short, divorced radio person, was divorced the same time as me, was in a relationship for a while, reached out to me very casually during my divorce. But we had like talked before, but like it was just, then it got kind of personal. Became friends, became kind of flirty.
Yeah.
Then she broke out of that relationship. And then we were like, well, we should like meet up. It's like during my crazy heyday where I was like, I'll just do anybody, anyone and everything. And we tried to meet up actually twice. Both times didn't work. So Morning Show Boot Camp is going to be the first time. And we already said that we're going to, I'm not going to tell you what, but we have plans
mm-hmm.
to go do
whatever.
Yeah. Hang out.
Mm-hmm. I think you're in a bigger predicament than you realize as well.
I don't know where this is going to go. I don't smile.
No.
I don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If it goes well, you can't, you know, be intimate because you have a really fucked up situation going on with your asshole and your penis right now.
Yeah, it's not good.
Did you think about
that?
It's
not good. No, I have thought about that. But I'm hoping. So
you're hoping that she's going to look at it and not think it's an STD?
No. I just have to be honest about it. So honestly, the story here is, by the way, if you didn't listen to the radio show, I literally sat in a pile of ants, basically, and I have no bullshit. Ant bites on my balls and my asshole.
Yeah.
No joke.
Uh-huh.
The hole itself has an ant bite on it. I couldn't say that on the radio this morning, but the hole itself.
Ew.
Like, when I poop, I Ew. Feel the pain of the ant. I'm just being honest with
no.
you. I'm just being honest
well,
with
that's
you.
What I mean. It's like, even if she... Dude, it's going to be too painful.
I know. So I don't know how that... Okay,
maybe
but...
Maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
But it's still a couple days away, so we'll see. It's getting progressively better. Like, I would do it today if I had to.
Really?
But I don't... But bigger,
even though it would
issue.
Irritate it and inflame it?
Bigger issue.
All over again?
Bigger issue. I don't know. We're just going to hang out. That's the only plans we have. But let's say... Things were to go to the intimacy of levels.
Yeah. I don't think you should have sex with your fucking
no,
penis
I'm,
dick
I'm
over there.
I'm not worried about Ant Dick over here, okay? You know Ant-Man?
Dick,
you
Ant
know,
his,
that's me. I'm Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Call
Ew.
Me Ant-Man. No, but Ant-Man. I have never had sex with a radio person before.
I was going to ask you about that because you are like the king of being like, I would never, ever date a radio person. I can't stand them. Like,
I really can't. Her, she is different. Her and I are very different in that way. In the sense of, we both kind of feel like we don't belong in this industry sometimes. And we've bonded over that before. So I'm not worried as much about that versus she is a very... She's just like me. She's a share your life kind of person.
Yeah.
And I've never been on the other side of that before.
Okay.
So let's say
mm-hmm.
the things get intimate. I'm sure she's listening to this, by the way. So let's say, mm-hmm. maybe she's not. Let's say things get intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Can I really handle being on the opposite side
of
a story that I can't control?
Well, I was going to ask you that. Like, because you know she's going to, I mean, she's going to do the same thing as you. Like we're doing. She probably has her own number. Call 888-GossipGirlXOXO.
Like, could I handle... Imagine this didn't go well.
No, you couldn't. That's why I just...
And like, imagine if she was like, okay, so I went to this radio conference and I fucked old Aunt Dick over here.
Yeah, he was like...
How would you not tell the Aunt Dick story?
She asked me.
How would you not...
He asked me to have sex with him. I thought it was chlamydia, but it was actually Aunt Dick. I didn't know what was worse. Yeah, dude.
Like, could I hand or like, but honestly,
she's gonna talk about it
worse. I mean, obviously, the Ant thing I think is funny, actually, it'd be a really funny radio story. But I'm more worried about like either like he sucked or like his penis was small or like anything like that that could like mm-hmm. destroy me as a human.
Yeah.
I've never been on the opposite side of it before.
I hope it works out.
I just all I do is dish it out. I've never, and I'm such a big proponent of listen, it's your story.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody get in the way. It's your story. You tell it. And we've made a career out of doing this, right?
Yeah.
But I've never been on the opposite side of someone. I couldn't even get upset about it.
Yes.
If there's something weird sexually that I do, like I just have to be
open
to her whole city
and receiving. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. She's gonna talk about you no matter what, whether if it works out or if it doesn't. So just know that.
Is it worth it? Would you sleep with a radio person knowing that they could talk about it at any time? I don't know. This is already awkward enough to talk about, but this is something that's gone through my head this week of like, I've never been on the opposite side of this.
No, you've never been on the chopping block.
Aunt Dick alone.
Yeah. No, this is good. This is good for you. I think this will be good.
So you would do it?
Yeah.
Without any concern of what would being said about you?
I mean, we can't, you know? YOLO, you know what I mean? You got to go for it. Who cares?
Oh, God.
It's going to be fine. I just want you to like be yourself because I feel like you haven't been. I'm excited. I don't know. I feel like you haven't been around radio people in a long time. And the last time you were like a different version of yourself.
Yeah.
So that's just what I'm hoping for you personally.
I haven't been around radio people since 2017.
I don't want you to like revert to that person. So and I don't want that and like. And don't let that ruin, like, the possibility of, you know, this situationship you could possibly have going on. Like, don't let all, like, who you are now go out the window because you get caught up in, like, who you're about to see.
Amber's asking a pertinent question. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying who. Amber asked, by the way, on our YouTube show, she said, what radio station is she from? I'm just wondering. I'm not saying, but I will let Jess guess when we get back if she could tell who it was. Because you know I get so awkward around girls sometimes, so like I think you'll know pretty fast.
Yeah.
And I'll let you guess, and I'll be honest about it.
Like,
yeah. But it's somebody, I've said it's somebody from an East Coast radio station.
That's cool.
And somebody that you probably at least know, you Jess probably at least know of.
That's cool.
So we'll talk when we get back. All right, I gotta wrap up. We got 1,000 things to do. Anyway, old Aunt Dick over here. Follow me at Aunt Dick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the new number, 888 Aunt Dick.
A-N-T. Yes, that's actually 7 letters. Perfect.
Oof.
It's not fun, guys.
I know.
Jess, how do we follow you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on all social and my podcast Low Key.
Didn't even say any. We have not, honestly. I need to check in with YouTube before we go.
Yeah.
Julie's just checking in. She has no idea what's going on. Julie, I'm sorry. Today's show is out of almost unexpected for us on a Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Julie.
You can catch up, though, on the, you know, you can rewatch these YouTube shows whenever you want. You can listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
if you
the whole episode
it,
will be up in just a few minutes.
Just a couple minutes. Joe I says Kramer's always got drama with a woman. It's true. It's very true. Felicia, though, Felicia was honest with us about, we were talking about the COVID sex and how that works. Mm-hmm. But Felicia said we were all sick at the same time in my house, so it didn't matter. But I don't remember us wanting to with how crappy we felt. Am I the only person that was just sitting around
jerking off because you're addicted? Yes. Next one.
Literally orgasm. Am I the only person that orgasmed while COVIDing? Anyway, so we did it probably afterwards. Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah.
All right. I'm that guy, Kramer, a.k.a. Aunt Dick. My podcast is called Certified. My mom is called Certified Mama's Boy. Yeah, we don't talk about Aunt Dicks over there. Yeah. It's a very different version of the story that they heard on that on Certified Mama's Boy, for
sure.
You're
going to start selling like antibacterial cream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great endorsement opportunity. All right. Wish us luck. We'll see you back here. Listen, come hell or high water, we will be back to a normal life.
Next week.
Next week.
Yes.
We have to. We have to. All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, YouTube. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.